Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved. But we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. My name is Tobin Hodges, and today we're going to continue our summer series on teen stereotypes and problematic behaviors. And today we're going to be talking about being sneaky or sneakiness. Now, there's a lot of comparisons between being sneaky and lying. They can easily be the same thing, but also easily be misconceived as the same thing. If you didn't catch our episode on lying, Chris Roby did a great job a couple episodes ago explaining the teenager stereotype of lying. But today we're going to talk exclusively about teens and being sneaky. Just like the previous episodes, we're going to talk first about what might be behind this behavior. And I'm going to jump right in and start with a topic that's a little tough. But we're going to talk about strict parenting. Yikes. I know that's kind of a hard thing as a parent to listen to, because you don't want to be too strict, because you don't, you know, you want to make sure your kids are feel safe and they love you, but also you don't want to be too lenient because you want to make sure your kids are safe and they love you. It's a tough thing to balance, as we all know if you're a parent. Harsh limits may temporarily control behavior, but they don't help a teen learn to self-regulate. Overly authoritative behavior shows less warmth, but being overly permissive isn't necessarily the answer either. According to studies, having discipline and standards for behavior is imperative, while showing warmth and being receptive to their needs is also really good as well. Now, when I was a teenager, I've said before, I grew up in a single-parent household. My mom was a single mother of three, and I never really had a curfew. That doesn't mean I could do whatever I want. It doesn't mean I could show up whenever I want, but I knew in my house that my mom just needed to know where I was and when I was going to be home. So if I ever broke that, or I ever didn't tell her where I was, or was ever, you know, not showing up when I should have been somewhere, that was when the problem happened. But I also knew as a teen that I had more freedom than some of my friends, and I wanted to make sure to keep that. So I wasn't going to mess up the relationship that I had and mess up the agreement that I had with my mom. So that was an example of how my mom let me self-regulate. Now, obviously, there are things that I could have done better as a teen, and there's things she could have done better as a mom. But I appreciated, as even as a teen, that my mom was giving me the chance to screw up before she hit me with harsh punishments. Now, I'm not telling you how to parent your kid. I'm not telling you how to parent your teen or do any things differently, because every teen is different. Thankfully, my personality, that's how that worked with me. But some kids need that. They need those harsh boundaries. So the strict parenting thing is tough. It's a tough balance. A lot of this is going to go into later when we talk about your relationship with your teen, but we'll get to that in a little bit. If the teen does not feel emotionally safe expressing their needs, they're going to resort to being sneaky. If you see your teen attempts at getting their needs met as demanding, asking for too much, or self-serving, they will get the message that expressing needs is dangerous to them. Teens want to control their personal information. They might talk, but when you ask questions, most teens will show resistance. Just remember that being a teen is in this time is different than we were kids. We've heard basically our whole lives that it's important that parents know what's going on in their teen lives. And that's true. Knowledge is important, and it helps with your parenting. During the last decade, though, the way that we get that knowledge is changing. In a 2006 study, a group of researchers found that parents' best knowledge is coming from when the teens volunteer the information, which that obviously can be a struggle, but it just means that to make them feel safe in your relationship is all more important. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Why are they doing this? What's really behind the behavior? We just talked about that. Is this something I can relate to from my teenage years? Did I do this as a teenager? If I was doing this, how would have I wanted to be parented? Obviously, personalities can differ, but think about what I would need as a teen if I was going through this situation. And this might be a little hard to hear, but is this a high alert problem? Is what they're being sneaky about high alert, or am I overreacting as a parent? I have to ask myself that a lot, because sometimes I want to fly off the handle. So we're going to talk now about how things that we can do to help. And the very first one kind of plays into that. You need to keep your cool. Again, I'm really bad at this one. I go 0 to 100 real fast whenever I feel like I'm being lied to or someone's sneaking around me. So me, Tobin, as a parent, does not handle this well. But you have to keep your cool. The second you lose your cool, you lose control. Now, if you've kept your cool, the next thing I would suggest is have a heart-to-heart. This isn't a time to punish or come down on them, but rather just meet them where they are and try to gain some perspective. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to get off with not having any consequences or not having anything, any redirection, but It's just a way for you to show them that you care. Explain how it hurts to not be able to trust them. You and the teen should be able to create a plan to change the behavior, and this is an opportunity for you to grow and learn together. Now, here's a little tip about that. When you're having your heart-to-heart, don't do it at a table and stare across at them. It feels like a police interrogation at that point. Do it in the car. Have a side-by-side conversation. Sit next to them. When you're sitting next to somebody, it's less demanding, and it is also less controlling, and it makes them feel safer. That was something I learned literally this year as a parent, because I realized that all the conversations I was having were very aggressive, and they were very face-to-face, and sometimes face-to-face is fine, but whenever I needed something from my teen in a safe manner, I realized that sometimes in the car or just sitting side-by-side with them on the couch is the safest way to get that. When we as parents detect that our kids are keeping secrets and being sneaky, we go on high alert. We know something is wrong, so we act. We start asking questions, going through their things, or we go on what they would call snooping. That same study from earlier showed that when parents do that, teens feel the need to push back and reestablish boundaries. They said something like, they're always nosing into my business. They have to know everything about me. They are trying to get into my personal matters. So here's the main takeaway. Snooping doesn't work. When parents become quote-unquote nosy in their eyes, teens respond with secrets and sneakiness and, yeah, as we learned earlier, lying. When teens become sneaky, we as parents know less. Because as we established a second ago, parents' knowledge comes directly from the teen giving you information. That makes this all the more important. I learned this year with my 14-year-old. I realized that every time he was telling me something, I would ask questions like, what's the full truth? Are you telling me the truth? Are you giving me the whole story? And he's never really given me any reason to believe that he's hiding something from me or being sneaky. But because I'm asking probing questions and I'm being nosy, he is in turn both thinking that I don't trust him and I don't believe him. And our relationship had a fracture because of that. And so I had to change how I was approaching him by, hey, this is the kind of thing I need you to tell me. I want you to tell me the full truth. I promise that we'll work through it together. Please give me the full truth before we start talking. And it kind of changed the dynamic of letting him know that I'm here to listen to the whole thing, but I also need you to meet me with the whole thing. Obviously, being secretive doesn't help the teens either. This truly could be a lose-lose situation if we don't establish a good relationship. And sometimes looking in the mirror and realizing that I may be asking the questions wrong is the first step to having a closer relationship and a more trusting relationship with your teen. Also, the last thing is, just praise honest behavior. If you notice that they are doing things and they're not being sneaky and they're not lying, as we talked about earlier, then praise that. It's easy to assume that sneakiness equals a red alert problem. But just like everything with a teenager, their feelings are complex and complicated. Work on creating an open and safe relationship with your teen so they don't have to sneak through their day-to-day. Now, one last personal story for me. When I was a teenager in the ninth grade, I believe I was in ninth grade, I was at a friend's house and an older sibling of my friend brought in something illegal to the room I was in. Now, I immediately, because I was worried about it, I kind of panicked a little bit. And I knew that this was not something that I wanted to be around. It was not something my mom would want me to be around. And it was not something that was going to keep me down a good path. So I didn't want to be sneaky about it. And I had created a relationship with my mom that if I called her and I told her I needed help or I needed her to pick me up, she would do that. No questions asked. So that's exactly what I did. I got the phone, called my mom, said, Mom, please come pick me up. I got in the car with her and she never really even asked me what was going on. But because I wasn't being sneaky, because we had established that I had an out with her, I knew I could trust her to do that and she could trust me to do that. Again, that's how my personality worked. That may not work with everybody, but it worked for me. Now, the last thing we've been doing on these episodes is we've been giving you a way to text or something to say or text to a teen today. So here's my text for you today. You can say, I'm sorry you feel the need to sneak around, but I would love to find a way for us both to be honest with each other so we can have a stronger, more trusting relationship. I'm not going to be perfect, but I promise I'm here for you. And right there, you're showing them that you just want to work with them, that you want everything to be better in your relationship, and you don't want there to be sneaking around because that's not going to help anybody. We hope you've continued to enjoy our podcast and our summer podcast series. Don't forget to subscribe to on all our podcasting platforms and follow us on social media. And if you have time, please review us on your favorite podcast app. If you have a friend or if someone in your family is struggling with this topic, text this to them. Tell them this is a way that we can have information and we can work together. And don't forget to come back next week when we continue our Teen Stereotypes Behavior Summer Series.